The Children's Museum of Houston is a bright yellow beacon of youthful exuberance. Its giant building block shapes and bold colors and patterns seem to say, "Look at me." The other denizens of the museum district probably wish they could tell this rambunctious upstart to stop showing off, but the Children's Museum can't keep quiet or act grown-up. No doubt, that's what its designer intended. Architect Robert Venturi of Philadelphia didn't stint on his brash, larger-than-life style just because the Children's Museum is relatively small or because it had a limited budget of only $3.8 million. Instead, the 43,000-square-foot structure, built in 1992, is vintage Venturi, a clever mix of classical architectural features, cartoonishly oversized and playfully reinvented. From blocks away, visitors quickly spot the entrance, awash in the dazzling hue of noonday sun. Four jumbo columns support an imposing triangular pediment, just as one might expect of a grand museum entrance. Only here, these elements are rendered in crayon box colors, with contrasting patterns, curved upends, and the simple legend, "Museum," in vast red letters. One side of the building echoes the yellow stucco and columns of its portico. The other, fashioned of green corrugated metal siding, reveals more of Venturi's architectural wit, holding up the covered walkway that runs its length are 13 colorful fiberglass cutouts of children dubbed caryacids. They're a takeoff on caryatids, the female forms used in classical buildings. Live children are drawn to them, dancing between the multi-ethnic figures and imitating their raised arms stance. Like the museum's exaggerated scale and rainbow facades, the caryacids clearly declare the purpose of the edifice to be discovery, wonderment, and unfettered fun.